It's Jared and Katie's Breaking and Entering Christmas on Savannah's Hot 98.3, and I'm out here with Tom. Hi, Tom.
Hi.
What a magical morning it is for Breaking and Entering with your family.
Yes.
Yeah, you said just a minute ago this is really overwhelming. It feels overwhelming to you.
It's a lot. To be in the position is a lot, but
sure.
The fact that stuff like this can happen it's awesome. You know, you don't think about it until it happens.
And yeah.
It's like, you know, being in the position to have to actually worry,
mm-hmm.
I haven't had to deal with, and it's a lot.
Yeah, it can feel very, yeah. very emotional. And Tom, you, in November, your wife, Missy, was sharing with us that you lost your job very unexpectedly.
Yes.
And you actually moved here into Georgia, into Savannah for your job 4 years ago.
Right. So we moved down here. I was with a company previously and had a few surgeries and mm-hmm. had to leave that company. And a position opened up down here. It was a big opportunity. The money, everything was great to get the family out of where we were,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, it's just so expensive up there, and to have as many kids as we have, it's a lot.
Sure, yeah.
So,
yeah.
It was a great opportunity. We moved down here, had the house, you know, bought the house, did everything we could to, you know, be comfortable. The kids are thriving with the schools and everything, and it was awesome. The job picked up really well. I did really well in the position I was in. Within a year and a half, I moved into management as a supervisor.
Great, yeah, yeah.
And then transitioned to a different part of the company to kind of help develop that side of things. And unfortunately, yeah, this past November, you know, it was a long year. And I guess, you know, it's just the way things worked out. And
yeah.
They decided to blindside me and say I was no longer part of the company.
Yeah, and that's very rough. It's rough anytime, but especially around the holidays, especially with your four beautiful children and your wife, and you think that things are going great,
yep.
and one day you walk into work, and then the next day you're not. And are you doing okay? You holding up all right?
I'm doing the best I can.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Missy was the strongest part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it happened, it took me about 20 minutes to be able to walk upstairs and
sure.
tell her what happened and try and figure out, you know, scared. I didn't know what to think when it happened. It was like I got punched in the gut.
Yeah.
And trying to figure out the best way to tell her and explain it, and then I just say it, and I said it, and she was like, all right, we'll figure it out. Let's, you know, she handled it right away and was just like, we'll figure it out. We know what we got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Take a little bit and we'll figure it out and we'll get everything moving. She got all the, you know, unfortunately, unemployment, all that kind of stuff, and she was the strongest part of it while I'm sitting there still trying to roll things
sure.
in my head.
Sure, and rightfully so, rightfully so. And, you know, I think that that's one of the most beautiful things about a partnership and a marriage and being together is that you're there for each other and
yeah.
you have each other's backs through the thick and the thin and the ups and the downs and the good and the bad, and you're really, truly blessed to have that for sure.
She's the whole reason why we're even in the position we're in right now, because I don't know where I'd be.
Well,
I was lost.
And I'm sure that she feels the exact same way about you, especially going through bladder cancer
yeah.
and then, of course, all of her treatments and her ongoing, you know, treatments, yep. even though, thank God, it all seems to be okay for right now. But
upside down for the chemo.
Well, and that's the other thing. Laughter
yeah.
is a good thing
yeah.
in a marriage, for sure.
We have a lot of that. We do have our moments, but it mostly ends up with, you know, fun.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, just makes things better.
And you get to see today, you know, there is happiness. You get to see your beautiful family opening up all their presents, and they got exactly what they wanted for Christmas.
It's a big weight off of us, which is big, because I try to do as much as I can to make things not change for them.
Sure.
And, you know, I don't want them to have to worry. And, you know, like I said, some of them, they understand what's going on, but they don't at the same time.
Right, right.
And trying to tell them, hey, Christmas is going to be a little, it's not going to be what it usually is. So this was big. I'm very different when it comes to this. I try to stay back.
Well,
but it's, you know, this is,
yeah,
we needed it.
So I think
it
it's,
awesome.
I think it's humbling for,
yeah.
you know, especially the dads, especially who feel like they have to hold it all together and they have to be the foundation and the ones who are, you know, you're never having a bad day, or you're not going to show it if you are. And
right.
so then to take a step back and say, I want my family's happiness
yeah.
over your own feelings, that's a big deal.
Yeah,
it's a big deal.
It's definitely humbling.
Well,
definitely. you know, yeah.
We're happy to be here. We're happy to share this moment with you.
I appreciate it so much.
And we just want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
It's Jared and Katie in the morning on Savannah's Hot 98.3, wrapping up our breaking and entering Christmas here. I think it has been a total success. Jared, what do you think?
The kids here are just phenomenal.
I know.
Great personalities. They have they're very grateful. The mom and the dad are awesome people.
We even got to meet Kenny.
Kenny
via FaceTime.
He's in college.
Yep. And all he wanted for Christmas was a cat litter box.
Yeah.
And said, okay, done.
I've been eating in front of the two daughters who have to wait in later for wrestling.
So rude.
I know. Joey on the spot did a line for Peter Pan. It's been a great morning. Do want to thank, you know, Nathan that's, you know, here with Hot 98.3. Tons of behind the scenes effort and work and wrapping and shopping and a lot, and he makes this morning go behind the scenes super smooth, and he's just a good guy. So I just want to
absolutely. You make it look effortless, and
I'll invoice
it. Okay, he'll invoice us.
He's going to
he'll invoice us. Yeah, but all the wrapping was beautiful, and you just make it look so easy, and make us help you know, have a beautiful easy morning, and so that we can all have fun. We can have a good time.
And the great gifts they got, you know, bicycles, they got new shoes, Lululemon gift cards, concert tickets to see Bailey Zimmerman. Gift card to fly with Delta, you know, all the things that we could help provide. And we want to thank, you know, all of you that listen to help make this possible as well.